Hello and welcome to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I talk about what's going on in my life, usually with a lesson I've learned, some tips and tricks you can follow that helped me, and a lot of laughs in each episode. If this sounds like something you would enjoy hearing, feel free to follow the podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram page linked below. Bye! Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I am very excited to be making this episode because it is something I tend to do every once in a while, which is a catch-up episode, but this has more of a bigger weight to it, especially because A, I have been gone for such a long time, and B, because this has more structure to it. I did do a catch-up episode before Podmas and after, when I got back into the game. Excuse my voice, it's a bit terrible right now. We've had a week of weather, so I'm a bit sick. But we keep on going. And there's a phrase my friend says, we keep it clapping. So if you're South African, you'll know the way it's supposed to go. But yeah, that is what we do. And today's episode is basically a mid-year check-in. It's a bit past the midpoint of the year, but you know my year works a bit funny. So that I will explain in a future episode because it'll all make sense later. Just go with it. But yeah, today's episode is just a check-in and something you can kind of follow along to and maybe apply to your own life if you need it. So that is what we're going to be doing today. And I like to phrase it as, what have I been doing to help me help me? Because a lot of the time we tend to focus a lot of things and energy and effort on others. And I tend to do that a lot. Checking in with myself and finding out, where am I? How do I need to pull myself back towards myself? And how do I, to use the analogy, put the air mask on myself before assisting others? How do I do that? So these are what I do. My arm is flailing as I talk because I'm so excited. But yeah, this is what I do. Maybe it can help you, maybe it can't, but we'll see. My first thing is plan things out. I have a physical planner. I took a picture of it at the beginning of the year because I was so excited. And you can hear how fast I'm talking because I'm excited. So I need to learn to slow down. But yeah, having a planner is my personal choice of doing things. Other people prefer their options. Some people don't even prefer a planner. My brother recently found a template on Excel and he uses them just to track his Monday to Friday work-wise. So he'll start up his laptop for work, open up this thing and be like, what do I need to achieve today? What do I need to do? And off he goes. He doesn't really use one for his personal life because he just, I don't know. And that stresses me out. He knows what he needs to do and he's got that. So he's good with his non-system system. Me, I like my planner. I sent a picture to a friend of mine. It's got, I think I'll even post the picture if I can find it. It's got a top block with the goals you need to achieve for the day. It's got space to write on one half, a dotted grid on the other half, a gratitude block on the bottom, and a mood type of tracker on the bottom corner on the right hand side, where you can just tick off how was your day. And that is something I need. I need to keep track of my gratitude. I need to know where my goals are. I need space to make notes, maybe draw something. That is perfect for me. It's been working very well. It's got a month view at the beginning of each month and a yearly calendar with a view forward as well. That is me. That is what I need. I need a physical planner, especially because I plan the night before. So the last thing I do at night is shut off all my technology, pull out my planner and my journal, write in my planner what I have to do, make any notes for tomorrow, those types of things, and then journal. The next morning, I will get up and check my phone calendar because I like to put things in both places just so I can have a reminder that pops up, and then use my calendar app to also just see what's going on. So this brings me to my next point. Google Calendar, Google Task, and Google Task Boards. Let's start with number one, the calendar. I like to have my Google Calendar and my planner reflect the same things, because when you add an event to your calendar, you can have a notification pop up. And I cannot tell you how many times this has saved me. I set any event I need to attend to have a hour notification pop up. And there was one appointment I forgot I had to attend, and the notification popped up and I had to scramble to get done and go. But if it wasn't for that, I would have wasted my money, because they take the money if you don't attend and you paid for it. So I was just like, oh my word, okay, cool. So I went there and I was just like, thank the Lord for my calendar. So calendar saved my life. I like to sync my things. Or even if I'm on my computer the night before, my calendar is open, I will just jot anything in there, type it in quickly, and then shut down, make sure it syncs, move on with my life. The next part is the Google Tasks. And I'm a huge fan of Google only because it syncs across all my devices and platforms. I've never had an issue, and it's very easy to recover my stuff. So that to me, best thing ever. I like to have multiple different lists of tasks that I'm doing. My main one is usually one I've titled ongoing to-dos. So anything I need to do, I make a quick note, throw it on there, move on with my life. Then this links, or rather it syncs up to Google Task Boards. So if you have a Chrome browser, you can open it up and check out Google Task Boards. It creates a visual list that you can see your task, you can add things, you can attach documents to specific tasks, you can link it to your drive, you can link it to a spreadsheet, you can upload and attach a folder. Like, there are so many things you can do, and seeing things visually is much better. It literally kept me sane through Podmas because I had all my things typed out in a Google Task Board. So every time I could just tick it off and it would move away, and tick it off and it would move away. So that has been a game changer when it comes to planning things. And also, if you have different things you need to keep separate, for example, I keep Podmas separate from my current podcast, separate from the monthly tasks for my podcast that I have to do. So they are three separate lists, all with a whole bunch of to-dos. And having to see those visually separated calms me down. That has been a massive help. Because I also just have lists for like, oh, I need to pay this, oh, I need to run that errand. I can add a grocery list when I'm out and then just check what I need on it. Oh, I remember I needed that. Oh, I'm running low on this. I can type it in there. Whenever I leave to go to the shop, I can check, was there anything on that grocery list that I have? And boom. So that has been what I've been doing to just keep my anxiety a bit down, because the more in control I am of certain things, the calmer I feel. I can tell when I'm agitated. It's most likely because I'm not in control of the situation, or something chaotic has happened, and now I need to just pull all the things tight so that I can control it. That is my thing. So being able to plan and prep, that has done me the world of good. Speaking of the world of good, being able to plan these things has calmed me down to the point my mental health has improved. It has been not so great a few months ago, hence the long absence on the podcast, but it has improved significantly since I started having a routine around myself, my podcast, my health, my fitness, all those kinds of things. And I can honestly say the biggest contributor to improving my mental health has been the podcast, because I'm getting into speaking more, expressing more, just giving more to something I love, but also my friends. I've recently seen a friend. I mentioned it a couple weeks ago. I was having supper at her place. It was awesome. I've been speaking to another friend of mine more often. We have WhatsApp phone calls during the week while I'm working, because I work from home. So that has been a blessing. I'm making plans with my family a bit more, and I'm just speaking honestly to my circle of people that I have, even aunts and uncles and stuff. They ask me how I'm doing. I'm like, I'm good. I wasn't good that day. I'm good today. You know, I'm being more honest and open, and I'm relying on that support system that I know I have, and trying not to be so judgmental about people judging me. Oh, what are they gonna think? What are they gonna say? Why should I care about what they're gonna say? If you love me and support me, you're gonna love me and support me. There's not gonna be a condition to that love. You know, it's unconditional, not conditional. So having friends and family and being able to speak with them and be with them, that has definitely improved my mental health. But also journaling. I am journaling so much more and working through things that way. That is like my best therapy ever. And doing that has significantly increased my mental health status and well-being. Because being able to deal with things without fear of judgment is the best thing you can do. So it's something I highly encourage you to try if you haven't. If journaling doesn't work for you, look for other options. Don't just give up. You are worth it. So keep trying. Another thing I've had to keep trying is getting back into my yoga. Because if you've ever done yoga, you know how good it feels to do a yoga flow and finish and succeed, or get that pose and be like, yes, I feel this, I'm good, I'm strong, I'm there. And getting back into yoga was hard because of how much flexibility I've lost, because I didn't do it for such a long time, but it was definitely worth it. And because I've, like I said, gotten back into my family and friends, being spoken to more often, being heard by them. My brother actually set up an old exercise machine we had and started using it more, and he's like, let me show you how the settings work, because I'm just like, oh, that's not kind of my thing, but I'll try it, and I love it. So I'm trying to do more things, and exercising on the elliptical, because it is an elliptical machine, exercising on that has done me the world of good. The yoga has done me the world of good. Meditating sometimes after a yoga session has definitely helped as well with my mental health. So it's not just one thing in isolation that helps me. It is several different things that all culminate to helping me be better. And my next point is actually based off of the previous one. Drinking water and eating healthy has definitely helped significantly. Like, I can feel it in my skin, in my brain. Like, I don't get headaches. I don't have that anxiety throb in the middle of your forehead. You know that one you get? Like, that is a thing of the past. I'm drinking more water. I'm eating healthier. The families also come to the party. They're like, oh, what vegetables are we gonna have with this? Oh, I saw you bought that fruit last week. I bought this fruit this week. Everyone's been helping and continuing this healthy positivity thing that I've been on, and having that support system show their support in such a good way has been incredible, and it makes me very optimistic for the future. Because one thing I like to do is daydream about the future, or actually take action on it. And a few weeks ago I went to go view a house. It's actually a townhouse, and it is my dream house. I cannot explain how excited I am for it. I have no intention to buy end of this year, next year. Like, it's not in the cards then. Maybe it is, I don't know. But one thing I do is future plan, or put into effect the law of attraction. Because I looked at the house, I went to go view it with my mom. I was like looking around the place, getting a feel of the space, you know, asking my questions. I took a video, actually a few videos, and sent it to a friend of mine to just showcase the place, kind of like a mini tour. And I was obsessed. I loved the place. I can't even explain how happy I am about it. And now, because I know this is the area I want, this is the price bracket I want, I can sort of reverse engineer getting to that goal. So I can figure out, okay, this is how much I need to save, this is how much it's gonna cost, this is how much I need to earn a month. So I can start putting in small things into place now so that I can achieve that goal. And this is my final point for the day: setting goals. So with me, I do a combination of things. I daydream and put into effect the law of attraction, because like, that is the dream I want to achieve. That is what I want. Like, in my spare time, fantasizing about my future is my jam. So like, even just thinking about that house, like, I would turn this corner into a dining nook. I would change that into a reading shelf. I would put that on that wall. I would do that there. You know, small things like that. Because that is effectively the law of attraction. You're putting it out into the universe, what you want. I take it a step further by saying, yes, universe, I want this. And when you're ready for me, I will be ready for you. But until that synchronization happens, here's what I'm going to do. And then I break it down. So I'm like, I will save up this money. I will put that in the bank. I will buy this when it's on sale and keep it in a cupboard so that when I move into my house, it's ready, you know, small things like that. And the most recent one was the house, where I was like, this is what I want. This is what it's going to cost. This is how I'm going to start saving for it now and send it off into the universe and move on with my life. Because my next goal is finding a job that pays more so I can save more so that I don't have as much debt going into buying that house. Because I still need a car. I still need to afford the deposit on the house. I still need to be able to afford my living expenses. So there's a lot of other things in the way, but they're not really. They just things that I need to see and understand and learn from. And research is something I love to do. So being able to find other ways of doing it, really, really great. And also being able to narrow down, yes, I want to live in that house, but where do I want to work? And for me, the answer is remote work. So looking for a job, I'm looking only at remote work. I've got a laptop. I can work from anywhere. It's not going to be an issue. So understanding those things, looking to what you want in the future, knowing what you do not want is actually also kind of a good thing. A lot of people who follow the law of attraction say, don't even think about what you don't want. And to me, I'm kind of like, no, I think that's also a way of going about it. Because for me, I don't want a job that is going to be in an office, that I'm going to have to travel, that I'm going to sit in traffic. I'm like, no, I don't want that. I want a remote job. I want to be able to work from anywhere. I want to be on holiday and still be able to be like, I couldn't get leave, but I'm still going to go to my holiday resort. I'm going to be working from a fancy location. Like, that is what I want. So that is what I'm looking for. And knowing that actually helps you future plan. So that is me. That is what I have been doing to help me. And that's the end of this episode. I love this. And when it comes to planning, I've actually thought a lot about the rest of this year. I love planning, I love research, and I've actually got quite a few episodes planned, or at least an idea. I can tell you now, the rest of this year is looking quite organized. I don't have one episode planned in November. I need to figure out what I'm going to do there. But for the rest of the year, I have a very good idea what I'm going to do for each episode. I just need to do research, write out the script, all those kinds of things. But organizing things is something I love and I cannot wait to tackle it. So yeah, that is my jam. Planning, organization is something I'm brilliant at. It's why I love an admin job. But yeah, that's it. That's me in a nutshell. I am done with this episode. And the song of this week is something I think you will appreciate. It's a song called Work Hard, Play Hard by Wiz Khalifa. And it is a stunning song. I do love rap music, so this is definitely up that alley. But yeah, that is the song of the week. That is it from me. Remember to keep being a better being. Hopefully this was miles apart from last week's episode, which, listening back, good lord, it was very, very Debbie Downer. But we keep it clapping, we move on, we keep pushing on to the next one. And my thing is, take some time for yourself this week to pull yourself towards yourself, as I always say. And maybe figure out one small thing you can do for yourself, for your future. Trust me, your future self will thank you. That is it for me. Love you. Bye.